This is episode 31, and I'm your host, Ryan. Today, we have an array of news updates, including provincial nominee program invitations, changes to work permit processes, and new immigration pathways. Let's dive in. Manitoba invited 163 candidates through two MPNP streams. Starting with some provincial news, on June 21, 2024, Manitoba held its latest invitation round number 221 under the Manitoba Provincial Nominee Program. The Skilled Workers Overseas stream saw 52 letters of advice to apply issued to candidates invited under the Strategic Recruitment Initiative, with the lowest score being 721 points. Additionally, 111 invitations were issued in the International Education stream, including 31 express entry candidates. So far this year, MPNP has invited 4,658 candidates, with 639 of them receiving invitations through express entry. Canada prohibited flagpoling for post-graduation work permit applicants. On June 21, 2024, Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada announced a significant change for post-graduation work permit applicants. Foreign nationals are no longer eligible to apply for a PGWP at the border, a practice known as flagpoling. This move aims to curb the use of flagpoling, which has been a strain on border resources, causing delays for travelers and slowing the transit of goods. Approximately 20% of all foreign nationals attempting to flagpole within the last year were PGWP applicants. New updates for the Home Child Care Provider and Home Support Worker pilots. On June 24, 2024, the Government of Canada announced updates to the Home Child Care Provider and Home Support Worker pilots. The key changes include reducing the work experience requirement from 12 months to 6 months, recognizing work experience gained outside Canada, and accepting work experience obtained up to 36 months before application. Applicants can now also claim work experience gained between application submission and acquiring the work experience. This gives applicants one chance to submit their work experience to IRCC for a decision regarding their permanent residence application. Statistics Canada predicted a 21 million population growth. Statistics Canada has projected that the population of Canada could increase by about 21 million over the next 50 years, reaching around 63 million by 2073. This growth is expected despite the aging population, with the average age projected to rise to between 42.6 and 50.1 years by 2073. Although the growth rate is forecasted to slow down due to low fertility rates and decreasing life expectancy, immigration is identified as a key strategy to maintain labor force growth and demographic balance. Alberta sees highest population increase in Canada. Despite a slower start in 2024, Alberta leads in population growth through interprovincial migration. Although the number of migrants to Alberta in Q1 of 2024 was 8.9% lower than in 2023, the province still saw a net gain of 12,482 people. This marks Alberta's 11th consecutive quarter of net gains, driven primarily by people moving from Ontario and British Columbia. This positive trend signifies a significant turnaround for Alberta after experiencing losses in previous years. Canada prepares for possible evacuation of citizens from Lebanon. In light of escalating tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, Canada is preparing to evacuate approximately 45,000 of its citizens from Lebanon. This follows a reported conversation between Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz and Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly. Canadian military forces have already been dispatched to the region in anticipation of what could be Canada's largest ever evacuation. Plans for the approximately 35,000 Canadian citizens residing in Israel remain unclear. AIP updated the inventory and invited healthcare professionals. On June 25, 2024, Alberta updated the inventory for the Alberta Advantage Immigration Program. The update includes around 3,559 Alberta Opportunity Stream applications, 1,984 Rural Renewal Stream applications, 106 Tourism and Hospitality Stream applications, and 1,009 applications under the Alberta Express Entry Stream. Additionally, Alberta invited 99 candidates on May 28 and 73 candidates on June 18 under the dedicated healthcare pathway. This year, Alberta has invited 671 candidates through the AAIP Express entry streams. Manitoba conducted a new MPNP draw for skilled workers overseas stream candidates. On June 25, 2024, Manitoba conducted its latest draw, number 222, under the Manitoba Provincial Nominee Program. This occupation-specific selection focused on the skilled worker overseas stream, issuing 250 letters of advice to apply to eligible candidates, including 93 express entry candidates. The minimum required score for this draw dropped to 516 points, a significant decrease of 205 points from the previous SWO draw. This year, Manitoba has invited 4,908 candidates, with 732 receiving invitations through the express entry stream. Alberta announced a new immigration pathway for law enforcement. Alberta has introduced a new immigration pathway under the Alberta Advantage Immigration Program specifically for law enforcement. This initiative aims to address crime and support public protection by meeting the recruitment goals of Alberta's police services. Eligible employers must be members of the Alberta Association of Chiefs of Police. The roles eligible for nomination include commissioned and non-commissioned police officers, police investigators, and other specialized law enforcement positions. Applicants must have a job offer from a member of the Alberta Association of Chiefs of Police and meet all other express entry requirements. Atlantic premiers discussed affordability, housing, healthcare, and economy. The Atlantic premiers recently met to discuss mutual concerns and initiatives to improve the lives of Atlantic Canadians. Key topics included improving affordability, housing, healthcare, and addressing labor shortages to boost the region's economy. The meeting, chaired by Newfoundland and Labrador Premier Dr. Andrew Fury, also focused on best practices in forest management and wildfire preparedness. The premiers expressed their commitment to supporting Canadians during the wildfire season and advocated for the federal government to enhance emergency cell service across Atlantic Canada. That concludes episode 31 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and share our podcast with anyone interested in the latest immigration news. Until next time, I'm Ryan, signing off.